And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with Brian Sexton, John Osier. The NFL has announced the 2015 schedule. I know you guys are eager to get into this.
Let's do it.
Let's take a look at the 2015 Jaguars schedule. Back-to-back home games to start it off. Then a three-game road stretch. Those are rare at New England, Indy, and Tampa. Home against the Texans. They'll go to London. And then after the bye week, back-to-back road games again at the Jets and Ravens. Home against the Titans. The only primetime game is on Thursday night here at Everbank Field. Chargers at home at Tennessee in the division. And then the final month of the season, a really tough schedule. Indy and Atlanta at home at the Superdome against the Saints. And, of course, in Houston. And, guys, let's start off with the front part of the schedule. Two home games to begin. That's nice. But then three straight road games.
Well, here's what strikes me. You get two good quarterbacks, right, in Cam Newton and Tannehill.
Yep.
And then you get two great quarterbacks in Tom Brady and Andrew Luck. I mean, that defense better be improved and ready to get after it.
Yeah, and I guess the thing that strikes me is you have two home games, which if you get two home games to start off, Carolina, Miami, you've got to win those, set yourself up anyway. And then after that, when you look at the schedule, you just go a long time with only one home game at Houston, which is in the second part of this. But it's a long time between home games at Everbank. So it really puts a big point of emphasis on those first two games. It gets tough.
That's right. After the first four, we go to the next four games. You finish that third game of the three-game road trip. Houston at home. The Bills game is in London. Coming off the bye week, you start again with back-to-back road games, starting with the trip to New York.
You know, last year they only had one away trip where it was back-to-back games. And this year, when you look at it, there's three of those in their schedule. I mean, they're being challenged by the NFL. Make no mistake about it.
It's tough to have that one game in a 60-day stretch, John.
Yeah, it is. And the second part of this schedule looks a little more manageable than after that Patriots-Colts. But then once you get out of the bye, you got the Ravens and the Jets on the road. Those are tough. You know, it puts that emphasis coming out of the bye. You've got to get road wins. And that's going to be the big theme of this, I think, the whole schedule, is you've got tough road games and you've got to bridge those trips that Brian's talking about.
Let's go to the third part of the schedule now, coming off the back-to-back road games with the Ravens trip. Primetime game, Thursday night at home again. I can't remember the last time the Thursday night game was away from here.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they played an away primetime game. A long time.
So that's good news to have a primetime home game, John.
Yeah, and then when you see that, you also see San Diego coming out of that. You got those two games against Tennessee right there in that stretch. It strikes you that if they're in it, if they're around 500, this should be an area where you can get to what looks like a fairly manageable final month.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. That's going to put that San Diego game and ostensibly Phillip Rivers coming in here, a guy the Jaguars.
Unless he's traded.
Which is absolutely a possibility. Right. But, you know, again, one of those premier quarterbacks in a game at home against a team that you haven't played well the last two times you've played him. So, I mean, this is, talk about a challenging game. That San Diego game stands right out there. If you're in it, if you navigate the schedule well, if you stay fairly healthy and you're looking towards that last month of the year, that's going to be a key game.
Let's finish the last month of the season now. The Colts here in December. The Falcons with a new head coach, old quarterback. Are they a different looking team? They're at home. And you got to finish with two road games.
Well, we'll couch this by saying, you know, when you're 3-13 and you're improving, all games aren't going to look easy coming in. But if you're competing against this schedule, this last month, Atlanta, New Orleans, Houston, these weren't playoff teams last year. So it's a schedule that on paper, at least, way out, it looks like if you're competitive going into the final month, that looks negotiable.
Yeah, you know, Houston finished 9-7, but you know they don't have Andre Johnson anymore. And, you know, their running back is getting a little bit older, and they don't have the quarterback settled. And if you're playing well at the end of the year, that'll be an exciting game.
Yeah.
Try to win a division game on the road, perhaps, for a winning schedule.
Well, and any team can look at the schedule and say, oh, that's tough. Schedule makers did us no favors. At the end, playing two on the road, not the easiest situation. But they started them off with two at home, which you've gotten a feeling that this franchise has been wanting that for a while, so they got that break.
And, you know, this is something that we look at. You only have two, you know, hiccups in the schedule, so to speak, time-wise. You got that 1-4-0-5 game, but it's here at home. You've got the primetime game at 8:25. It's here at home.
1 o'clock game. For a Rider, baby.
Well,
you got to love that.
For a Rider, it's good, and I think for a football team, it's good. And no long trips other than London. You know, that's something you do every
year.
It's
kind of long.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about there's no West Coast trips. You're not going to Denver. The furthest you go is, you know, West is Houston, and you do that every year anyway.
Yeah, the multiple back-to-back road games are what really sticks out. They got to navigate those.
There it is. The NFL schedule has been announced. The Jaguars schedule announced, and we'll have more coming up this week. The players are in the building. That's it for right now on Inside the Jaguars.